You're listening to SBS News.
Primary care is a critical provision for all Australians, but the sector is now reaching boiling point. Professor Karen Price is the president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. She says the situation for GPs is becoming untenable.
We've had decades of disinvestment and, you know, removal of funding effectively through Medicare freezes. We've got a failing pipeline, we've got a failing business model, we've got increased burdens with aged care, chronic disease, mental health, a pandemic, and, you know, it's just really blown the place up. So we're really at a crisis and we really need to have some clear actions.
One of the issues is the significant drop in the number of medical graduates who are choosing general practice.
It used to be around 50% of the medical graduating class would enter general practice, and now the intention to enter into general practice is around 15.2 to 16%. They're graduating older and with more burdens of debt now, and they're looking at the relative rewards of the workforce and they're saying, well, no, I'm going to stay in hospital-based specialties, which is really going to contribute to increased costs for all Australians if we keep going down that path.
And she says it's lower socioeconomic communities that are truly feeling the pain of continued Medicare cuts.
This is clearly going to put pressure on clinics, especially those in lower and socially disadvantaged areas, and especially in remote and rural. We know that access is particularly difficult. So, you know, we're facing an impossible situation of trying to keep the doors open and trying to continue to care and trying to also deliver care that's very complex. So we really need Medicare, which is a patient's insurance, to step up and meet that need.
A survey of almost 500 Australian GPs found that 22% of respondents had recently changed their billing model. 33% of those were moving from bulk billing to mixed billing and 67% from mixed to private. Perhaps unsurprising was that 77% of respondents attributed the change to rising costs.
I don't think it's going to be affordable, so people probably will skip on some essential healthcare needs.
I have to pay a lot more than what the bulk billing rebate is to go to my GP, but I'm lucky because I can afford to do that and I value his particular expertise. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
In a statement, Federal Health Minister Mark Butler said,
"Our strengthening Medicare task force will identify the best ways to boost affordability, improve access, and deliver better support for patients with ongoing and chronic illness, backed by the $750 million Strengthening Medicare Fund."
He also pointed to the Strengthening Medicare GP Grants Program, a new $220 million initiative, as well as a $146 million investment to attract and retain more health workers to rural and regional Australia. Professor Price says that the task force will need to address the workload and the quality of life concerns of practitioners.
We've also got to look at the exhaustion levels of our doctors throughout the health system and make sure that medicine is a rewarding career, because it's become very, very difficult of late to treat patients to the level to which you were trained at. So, and Medicare needs to respond to that crisis too.
The government's Strengthening Medicare Task Force is due to make recommendations to the new ministry by the end of the year. Tina Quinn, SBS News.